listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Got to give credit, though, to Brad Powers. You saw something just as we were coming on the show. You think not only is a noteworthy story, but one we could make some money on, like, almost instantly.
Yeah, game currently going on, a college football bowl game, the Birmingham Bowl, Cincinnati and Boston College. If you were watching this earlier, delay, lightning delay. This game was delayed more than an hour. It was 0-0, Cincinnati and Boston College. During the delay, there's news on Twitter, a couple people reporting that Boston College wanted to cancel the game, call the game off. Cincinnati insisted to wait out the weather, the lightning, and whatnot. And right now, Cincinnati, after the weather delay, has outscored Boston College 17-0 since the delay. The team that insisted on playing against the team that wanted to call it off, 17-0.
All right, so now, how much time's left in the second quarter?
Literally, in the last 30 seconds, just reached halftime. I am going to bet it. I got it on my app right now. I'm going to bet Cincinnati in the second half. I think
you don't even care what the line's going to be.
It's going to be it's right now -4 Cincinnati. I think we see more of the same in the second half.
Hold on a second. It's -4 right now. You're still talking and not betting, but you're telling everyone to bet?
Yes.
You're not live bet Jesus or nothing, but come on now. All right, so what do you think? I mean, are we making perhaps radio history?
I think so. It's actually pretty exciting because Brad was fired up about it. And so when we did the pre-show production meeting, he was all about it, waiting for a line to come out. And the second he got it, he pulled the trigger quick. So
no, he kept talking. His love.
It's bad.
Okay, now it's you not, have. Yeah, but yeah. He talked about 7 extra words. Let's be honest. I mean, 7 more than I would have said. I would have been betting. But in a way, you got to appreciate his, you know, he loves money. So the fact he loves the audience even more, saying, let's give them a shot. I can hear everyone on their phones right now. So if you do bet half times, now listen, there's no guarantee, but pretty sharp, pretty sharp. I think there's another story here. Another thought on that?
Yeah, and another thought on it. This makes a lot of sense because coming into the game, there was questionable motivation for Boston College. Interim coach and BC's best player, their all-time leading rusher, A.J. Dillon, decided to skip the game. He sat it out. So
now, again, at what point did he decide to skip the game?
About a week and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that was all built in. Yeah. And we always talk about how when a player decides not to play a bowl game, it's not only his absence on the field, it's the psychology of the other teammates saying, huh, he doesn't think this game's too important either, yep. Right? So here's what I would say. This tells me more, and I'm RJ Bell straight out of Vegas, about how pointless these bowl games are. I was just on with Doug Gottlieb right here in FSR about a half hour ago. We got it. Probably the most contentious disagreement I've had with him in many years doing a segment. You know, I was saying no one cares about these bowl games. Maybe extend the playoffs. At least people are going to care if there's another round of playoffs. I think it's hard to say the playoff games are obviously the most important, but then by the same token to say, but this other game's really important too. I can remember it's been 11 years now that my best friend was on the Kansas staff when they actually played Virginia Tech yep. in the Orange Bowl. So I went down, was around the scene, and I'm not going to say who gave them to me, but I had about 30 tickets I could get rid of, let's say, before the game, right? I couldn't give them away. I mean, it's the Orange Bowl. And I get it. Virginia Tech, Kansas.
Yeah.
It's the Orange Bowl. I mean, if I could get like half face, I would have been like ecstatic. Nothing. No one wanted them.
Wow.
So if you have an Orange Bowl, and has it gotten better?
No.
Or worse?
Worse.
And I get no sense. I'm not watching a lot of these games. I can't lie. Jonas, I know you watch more games than most. Do you get any sense the crowd? Let's use the crowd as a proxy. They're the ones saying, we're willing to pay something, drive, park, wait, all that, to watch this game, and they don't even seem enthused.
I mean, there were empty seats during the Sugar Bowl last night, and that's, you know, it's in the South. Georgia was playing, Baylor's there. There were empty seats there. The Orange Bowl was on a Monday night. It just didn't feel like it had any buzz attached to it. It's college football told you from the beginning when they made the college football playoff, 3 bowl games matter: the semifinals and the national championship. Everything else is an exhibition.
It's pretty well said. Yep. Pretty well said. And the fact that they wouldn't even consider canceling this game that early in the process if it were the regular season. If it were week four, literally like October 7th, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever see a game called, how much time was it in the delay?
A little over an hour.
So an hour into the delay. Now, by the way, all the shrimp dinners were ate.
Yeah.
Everyone went to the venue. Everyone got their all expenses paid, right?
Yep.
And, oh, wait, we got to play a game? Is it raining out? Maybe we should cancel this thing. It's like when someone doesn't want to go golfing or something. You see a cloud way off in the corner. They're telling us they don't care. Why should we? Unless you can make money on a halftime bet, then we care.
Yes.
I'm going to give thumbs up for Brad there, man. He's got all the college knowledge. He was on it. We'll see what happens. And once again, the second half line you bet was?
Cincinnati -4 second half.
-4.
Yep.
All right.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We go now to the NFL, where it was announced earlier today, or actually made official in the last couple of days, Ron Rivera, the brand new head coach of the Washington Redskins. Rivera now leading the charge for Dwayne Haskins and company there in D.C.
Yeah, so you got to wonder, is this a sign Rivera wasn't going to get another job? Because of the jobs that we suspect are open or going to be open, isn't this the worst?
Oh, Cleveland's the worst.
No, dude, you're not being serious.
You're just looking at the talent.
Well, what else are you looking at?
I'm looking at just the overall like vibe.
Well, you can change a vibe. If the Browns would have went 11-5 this year, that vibe, if anything, they're so anxious for a winner in Cleveland, the vibe would change. You'd have so much love. The Patriots went 13, or I guess they didn't go 13-3, but they went 12-4, and it was like they were having a funeral. So if the Browns went 11-5, they'd be dancing in the streets.
Good point.
Right? So, wow. And whatever you want to say about Haslam, the owner, he's at least a modern guy, and it feels like he's trying to do good things. The Skins, you got to wonder about that even. So, to me, this is near the bottom of the list, if not of all the jobs in the league. If they were all open with current talent, current ownership, Jonas, who is worse than Washington?
I think this is at the bottom. I would agree. Cleveland feels like they're in a spot to where they're going to give you a longer leash. That's the only reason why I wonder why Ron Rivera took this job, because he didn't interview with anybody else. Like, there was no interview. Either he wasn't going to get an interview, or he just decided that, you know, this is a place to where he trusted Daniel Snyder. He was going to get time to try and turn this thing around. They gave him a 5-year deal, because outside of that, I don't know why he would have taken this even over the Giants. I think the Giants is a better job. I think there's more there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
it's New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, here's what I think. At this level, when you've been in the league as long as Rivera, you got friends at every organization, and you got mutual respect from others in the game. And I'm guessing back channel, you know, he heard he just wasn't going to be up for these other jobs. Or it was a potential long shot, and Washington wanted to move fast. Who knows? But let's just say this. If he had his choice, this would be a strange choice. So that makes me think Rivera didn't have his choice. RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. Now, Brad Powers, that horrible Browns. Do you see now? Do you want to retract it?
No, I just think there's more upward mobility.
So yes or no?
No, I'm sticking with it. I think Washington's still a better job.
All right, I don't think I've ever done this before. I was going to turn his mic off, but he's the one that's going to give the info next. So you know what we're going to do? The first minute of the next segment, his mic is off, but we need him now, so we'll defer that for a second. This is like suspensions in college. Like, they'll suspend the guys so it's not the big game. Here's the question, Brad. You pulled up some good research when it came to Rivera. The point spread, the great equalizer, how you do against the spread is a great statement about, does your team underperform or overperform? Redskins are getting a pretty good guy here.
Yeah, so during the Ron Rivera era, the Carolina Panthers were sixth in that time period as far as ATS margin.
All right,
sixth.
So let's be clear now. ATS margin is just the total number of points they exceeded expectations over all those years.
Yep.
Now, if you look at the top five, number six is excellent. Top five, maybe five Hall of Famers.
Yes. New England, one. Seattle, two. Followed by the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Saints. Then Ron Rivera.
Think about that. That is a heck of a list of coaches. Rivera next. And then Zimmer after that, right? And Zimmer's one of the best during his era. Amazing. Amazing. All right. So we figure, a little deduction style, Rivera didn't have many choices. Why else would he take the Skins? But boy, Rivera's probably underrated, at least looking backwards. You got to wonder, with the modern NFL and with analytics and all the big debates, let's not forget, what did the Redskins do when they fired their coach? They went old school. Mm. They went running the ball. Amongst the viable coaches right now that could have taken the Redskins job, who's the most old school? Have to say Rivera, right? So what we've seen here, both in the choice of an interim coach and the choice of the new coach, the Skins and that ownership are saying, we want to stay looking backwards. Rivera is probably the best person for that. The question is, how much has the game passed him by? What we know is, with Callahan, the Skins did pretty well.
Yep.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
The Houston Texans are hosting the Buffalo Bills this Saturday, the first of four wild card games in the NFL playoffs. And RJ, although they don't get a lot of love, the Houston Texans may be better than people realize.
Well, I think at least O'Brien's performance is more deserving of respect. My stats here speak to the last 5 years. And I think that you got to reevaluate. We just reevaluated Ron Rivera. We said, this guy's better than people think. Sixth best ATS margin during his tenure.
Yep.
Against everybody. So I also think O'Brien deserves more respect. Here's what we did. We said four out of five division titles. That seems like something. What other teams have done that? And how recently? Like, they're at the, you know, in the middle of, in theory, a streak. It could be five out of six or whatever, where they've won four out of five. Who else is in the middle of that? And this is what we found out. Pregame.com research, McKenzie heading it up. Houston, Kansas City, New England, and that's it, have an active streak. So right now, there's three teams that have won their division 4 out of 5 years, and they all made the playoffs this year, because in theory, it could have been four in a row, not this year. No team did it ending in 18. No team did it ending in 17. And then Green Bay did in 16. All right. So think about this. Literally going back to 16 and saying you've got these five-year windows and you can move them so it could start in 16, or it could end in 16, end in 17, end in 18, end in 19. 4 or 5 year windows, only four teams have done it.
Wow.
That's pretty rare.
Yep.
Now, let's go all the way back to the Super Bowl, or let's call it the merger era. I guess that was from Super Bowl IV onward. There's 32 franchises, right? 13 of them have never won 4 out of 5 division championships. So we're talking now over 40 years, right? And Houston's in the middle of doing something that almost 40% of the league has never done. Never. And then if you go back and you say, well, what are some of these other years? It's like the Rams did it in 1979, that was, you know, 4th out of 5. Raiders in 76. Dolphins in 85. All those Dan Marino years never did it. Bears in 90. All those years. I mean, think about it. The Dallas Cowboys haven't done it since 98.
Wow.
Steelers, right? Pedestal team. Last time the Steelers won their division 4 out of 5 years ended in 97. So, last point, this century, only 9 teams have done it. So we're now 20 years in. If you count 2000 as the beginning of the century, this is 19th season, 20 years, and only 9 teams have done what Houston is doing right now. I'm not saying that means O'Brien's a genius. It means we do Houston radio every week. He doesn't get that kind of credit.
No, he doesn't.
And I don't know any national media guy that's like a huge O'Brien guy. Do you, Jones?
No, I don't know many. And I also think this is sort of, there's a negative approach to the AFC South when we look at it. We just sort of assume, it's, you know, whatever. But still, somebody's got to win it. The fact that they're doing it that much just doesn't get talked about nationally.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.